I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you, and I will never, never desert you. For lo, I am with you forever and ever. And if you say,
God, this is the Word of Faith Netcast. And you notice we've changed the name of the Netcast, and we've changed the intro. Hope you like the new intro. I'm pretty pleased with it as far as it goes. We're going to be tweaking and adding and doing some things in the near future. And I just believe it's going to get better and better. You know, the scripture says we go from faith to faith and glory to glory. So I'm constantly believing for improvement, for going from glory to glory to glory. So, you know, I just believe that's going to be even the case here with the Netcast. Now, you say, Dr. Bill, why change the name of the Netcast? Well, there's a lot of reasons for it. One is that we are Word of Faith Ministries, and there is a gentleman who has Spirit of Faith Ministries. That's actually a friend of mine, Jim Howard, down in Concord area. Also a friend of Pastor Gary Price. And, you know, I went on back in 76 on radio, and then 79 we started the Spirit of Faith broadcast. But I went off in 1984. So Brother Jim came on, and he had the Spirit of Faith broadcast, and has, of course, has Spirit of Faith Ministries. And I don't want to – we're going to be going on the same radio network. I don't want there any be confusion there. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought, well, you know, we are Word of Faith Ministries. It ought to be the Word of Faith Netcast and the Word of Faith Broadcast. And that segues us right into the next bit of news I've got, and that is that, as I mentioned as a teaser last week, we're starting a radio broadcast that's going to be called the Word of Faith Broadcast. And that will be on Word of Faith Radio. Boy, a lot of Word of Faith going on here. I like that. Word of Faith Radio is an internet radio station, and I'm helping Brother Harold with that. And by the way, let me say, I already apologized to him personally, but for some reason I was calling him Howard last week on the Netcast, and it wasn't until the latter part of the Netcast that I started calling him Harold, but his name is Harold Cagle. So, Harold, not Howard. I knew a guy named Howard. And so that's how that happens. You just transpose the names. But he said no problem. You know, he's easygoing guy like me, you know. That's what happens when you let the love of God just take care of those things. You know, you don't get all bent out of shape. Don't get upset about things. That's a good thing. The word says we're not to be offended. So, hey, there you go. Besides, it was an innocent mistake. I didn't mean to call him Howard. So, Harold. I've been working with Brother Harold and getting Word of Faith Radio going, and we have a test feed up right now. If you go to WOFR.org, you will hear a test feed, and you'll hear Brother Copeland doing some preaching. You'll hear some good Word of Faith, totally turned on Christian music by David Ingalls, and let's see, we've got Dole Tucker, and we've got, who else do we have? One more, Mark Shell. So we've got several things going on there already and more to come. Now, the official start date for Word of Faith Radio is March 30th. That's a Monday. It's going to be here before we know it. And I tell you, the folks that are lined up to start on that radio station is just awesome. Now, as we go along, we're going to be expanding the network with low-power radio stations. So right now, it's going to be internet. And you'll be able to get it on the internet. You'll be able to listen anytime you want to right there across the internet using your computer. But there will come a day, not too far hence, where we'll have low power radio. And I'm believing for FM to open up just like AM has, and be able to have FM and AM. But at least right now we'll have low power AM stations as people join us for that. And I'm going to have more information about that. We're going to try to get that down so low in cost that you just won't be able to help yourself. You'll have to go out there and become an affiliate with Word of Faith Radio and broadcast it to your neighborhood. Amen. And so people will be able to tune in, even if they don't have a computer, even if they aren't high tech, they'll still be able to tune in. Now, as it is, all you got to do is go to the website. We've been working, boy, I tell you, I have been working on some technology in the past week to try to get it down to where it's simple, simple, simple to use. I before, when we were doing it, you had to load a widget, you know, and you had to install something, and then you had to play it. Now you click and it plays. No special installations. And it's just going to say, glory to glory. It's going to get easier and easier as you go along. So look for that. Now, I tell you, we've got so many things happening. It's just amazing. I told you, I think last time, I'm pretty sure I told you, I know I talked to Harold about it, that we had a brother from New South Wales down near Australia that sent an email and was talking about watching the netcast and what a blessing it was to him. That was a blessing to hear from him. I've heard from people from England and Germany and, of course, all over the United States. Folks are watching the netcast, and I appreciate it. And I'd encourage you, you've got email, come on. If you're watching this netcast, then you have the capability, most likely, to send an email. Send an email to your friends and those that you want to reach with the Word of Faith message and tell them about this netcast. Tell them the Word of Faith netcast is on the air. And I mean that in the sense that we're on the internet. So tell them to tune in to listen to the Word of Faith. Now, the best plans can sometimes go awry. I had fully intended to have the DVD of the programs that we shot down at Pastor Gary Price's church in his studio. But come to find out, I talked to Gary on Saturday, come to find out those broadcasts are intended for a couple of weeks out yet. So they haven't been mastered. His engineer, John Girdler, who used to be my associate pastor many, many years ago, has not gotten those engineered up. And, of course, there's no need to because they're not going to be airing for a little while. So there's no rush. Don't worry, John. It's okay. But since he hadn't mastered them up, then, of course, I don't have the DVDs. If I don't have the DVDs, I can't play them on the netcast. So we can't play them on the netcast. So I just thought we would take the time today just to catch you up on a few things. There is so much going on. Now, let me tell you, rarely have I seen a time like right now when there's so much going on in the spiritual realm in terms of things coming together to preach the gospel. And I'm talking about here at Word of Faith Ministries, at Faith and Victory Church, Word of Faith Worship Center down in Concord, Brother Harold Cagle's ministry, Word of Faith Radio. All these things are coming together. And here's the other thing about it. They're coming together in a way that I believe is a fulfillment of prophecy, which is that in the last days, particularly as we approach the last days, there will be a unity of the faith. You know, it wasn't that long ago that, sadly, a lot of Christian ministries were oriented toward the thing of, I've got to promote my ministry. Now, I have never subscribed to that particular thought. You know, Scripture talks about taking a thought by saying it. Well, I never took that thought because I always believe that we should be operating in the unity of the faith and bringing the body of Christ to maturity. That's what the list of ministry gifts in Ephesians chapter 4 is talking about, that Jesus first descended into the bowels of the earth, then he ascended up to the right hand of the Father. But then when he ascended, he gave gifts unto men. And those gifts he gave that are listed in Ephesians 4 are ministry gifts. First apostles, secondarily prophets, then teachers, pastors, evangelists, the fivefold ministry. Now the pastor and the teacher are the ones that are somewhat more predominant in this past or most recent dispensation. We've had more operation of pastors, local pastors, and teachers in the church. And I praise God for that. I'm called as a teacher, and I thank God for teaching. But we're going to see more of the ministry of the prophet, the true ministry of the evangelist. There's a lot of people who call themselves evangelists that are not operating in the full-fledged evangelistic ministry. The full anointing of the evangelist includes miracles and signs and healing, which act as a dinner bell or an attraction to bring people to a point that they acknowledge that God is real, that he exists, they acknowledge Jesus Christ as their Lord, and they're born again. So ultimately it ends up with people being born again, which is what we associate with the evangelist ministry. But the true evangelist ministry is a much more supernatural ministry. And, you know, these days most people think of evangelist, you know, my day, growing up, it was always Billy Graham was the perfect example of the evangelist. Well, he is a tremendous minister of the gospel. Don't get me wrong. He's won thousands, millions probably of people to the Lord by this time. And I thank God for his ministry. But he does not function in the full evangelistic ministry based on scripture, based on the New Testament examples that we have of the evangelist ministry. So we're going to see more of that in full manifestation, more of the prophet's ministry in full manifestation, and more of the apostles' ministry in full manifestation. Now, the apostles' ministry is literally a ministry that goes out. They're sent. That's what an apostle means, a sent one. They're sent out to like another country or whatever, and they establish churches, and they function in basically all five of the fivefold ministry to get that church established. Paul was an apostle. You know, and we tend today to call those people missionaries. Now, you can be a missionary without being an apostle, okay? There are a lot of people that go out into the mission field, and they do a lot of good things, and they build, you know, people homes, and they do a lot of nice stuff, but they don't necessarily function in the apostles' ministry. So we've seen little subtleties and little nuances of these things, but we're going to see the full-fledged operation of these ministries in these last days. Now, I kind of got off on a rabbit trail there, but the bottom line is that all these fivefold ministries are given to mature the saints. It says, until we all come to a perfect man. Well, it's talking about unto maturity. Until we begin to minister in the unity of the faith in the body of Christ to one another. And that's how I got off into this tangent, and that is to say that I'm seeing more and more cooperation and more operation together for the cause of Christ and not for the cause of developing a particular person's ministry. And that's the way it should be. I'm thankful for that. And so the efforts I've seen and the functions I've seen together of some of these ministries in the last few weeks has been really exciting to me. And it really, I think, is a fulfillment of a lot of what we're going to be seeing in these last days. So at any rate, I'm thankful for that. As you know, and as that new intro points out, God's called me to proclaim the word of faith, be a showcase of ministries, train people to fulfill the word of God. And that middle part of showcasing ministries involves all these areas of being a help and an aid and a support to ministries. And we've had, just in the last few weeks, the privilege to help Brother Harold with Word of Faith Radio, Word of Life Church in Hickory, North Carolina. We've developed them a website. You know, a lot of different things have been going on where I've been able to be an aid and a support, and that's a large part of my heart in the ministry, so I'm excited about that. And then teaching the Word, and this is where I'm really getting excited about these radio programs that we're going to be starting. It's a true Monday through Friday daily radio program, just like we had back in the old days, with a 15-minute daily program Monday through Friday. Now, actually, of course, 14 minutes, 30 seconds. Those of you that are radio engineers out there going, now it's on 14:30. Yes, it is. So we're going to be working on that. I'm going to be helping Brother Gary get his radio program going. Brother Jim's already got his program going, has had it for 30-some years. He's going to be on the network. Brother Copeland, of course, has got a 30-minute program. He's going to be on the network. Jerry Seville, oh, man. All these ministers. Matt Gober, Let's see, who else? Bill Winston, Keith Moore, and just go on and on and on. Go to the website. We're going to be updating it, WFR.org. We're going to be putting out all kinds of new information out there the closer we get to the 30th. And then when the 30th comes, you'll be able to tune in and listen. And we'll have more detail on the schedule. I'm still kind of pressing Brother Harold for that schedule. I want to get it out there because I want to start telling you about it so you can start tuning in at the right time. And, of course, if you happen not to listen to it as it airs, it will be available right here on the website at WFM.org as usual. I've got a whole separate RSS feed that you'll be able to subscribe to get those daily 15-minute programs. And if you don't want to listen every day, you can just save it up and listen all at one time. That'd be fine. So a lot is happening, and there's a lot of work. Boy, a lot of work to do, but it's coming together, and it's going to be exciting. And I can't wait to hear it on my own radio in my car when I get the local affiliate station going in my area. And if you have a heart, now listen, I'm talking to some of you out there right now. If you've got a heart to hear the Word of Faith Radio Network in your area, I need you to write me. Write me right now. Sit down at your computer and write me an email. And that, of course, is Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WOFM.org. Now, listen, I want to hear from you. You may say, but I'm not a pastor. I don't have a church. You know, I don't have a whole lot of money I can put into this. We're going to get this so cheap, you're not going to be able to resist. Now, there's going to be two levels here. One is the high-powered, low-power AM. It's pretty strange, but it's true. There is one that's called the Range Master, and it's called that for a reason. It has a greater range, 1 to 2 miles. Now, you may think that's not a lot of distance, but I want you to think right now where your house is located and your neighborhood, and then you drive out 2 miles in one direction from your house, turn around, go back to your house, drive 2 miles the other direction, and then in your mind, draw a circle of all the people that would be touched and affected and have the possibility of hearing the Word of Faith Radio Network through their own AM radio, and I think you'll start to get the vision for this. And then, two, this is the other thing about it, it can function like a cell phone network where you have one cell, and then you go a few miles down the road and you have another, say maybe a friend or somebody else that goes to church with you, they'd set up one, and they pick it up and they broadcast it. So you begin to get the idea that this can begin to cover a large area without having to get a license, without having to invest a lot of money. Now, the lower end version, I believe, is going to be cheap enough that any individual will be able to run it. Now, that one probably will only reach about 1/4 mile. And, you know, yeah, that isn't that far. But if you live in a very densely populated neighborhood, that can still be a whole lot of people. So we're going to make this work. It's just going to work. And I'm so excited about it, just can't hardly stand it. So anyway, we'll be letting you know more information about that. We're going to put together a DVD of how to assemble it and put it together and set it up and all that kind of stuff. We're also going to be putting together some PDF files on information on all this. And some of you are just electronics and computer hobbyists anyway. You want to do it just because it's going to be fun. So just think of it as a fun project, all right? But when we put it out there, you will be able to hook up and broadcast the network and become an affiliate of the network. And, you know, like in my case, when I get it set up, we're going to talk about the fact that it's going to be in my neighborhood, and then the next person down the road is going to be in their neighborhood. Before you know it, we'll just be having a long list on the website of all the folks that are broadcasting this through their own transmission equipment. So, anyway, got into a whole lot of detail about that, but I just wanted to show you, basically describe it for you so you catch the vision of this and understand what we're talking about and understand the potential of it. Because remember what Romans 10:17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, hearing can certainly occur through radio or through internet radio. And so as you hear the word preached, faith is coming. And as faith comes and you develop your faith and act on it, you know, Pastor Ed, I want to give another plug for Pastor Ed's message. His message this morning, as I record this, this is a Sunday, and it's March the 8th. I had to go look my calendar down there to see what day it was. But March the 8th, as he preached this morning, he was talking about the fact that we live in perilous times. And we live in perilous times, but I tell you what, it doesn't mean that we are in peril individually. It means that we have the opportunity to overcome these perilous times with our faith in the Word of God. Amen. So, you need to listen to that message. Go over to FEC.org. I said this last week that y'all to go listen to Pastor Ed's message, and here I am saying it again. You know, he's just doing a lot of good preaching. What can I say? And preaching's what he did. He had a barn burner going. So if you enjoy good preaching, you need to hear that message, and it will be out so you can hear it on the internet at FEC.org. I encourage you to do that. I tell you, so many good things are happening. This has been a little newsy on this netcast, but we got the new netcast going. We got the new intro talked about. The Word of Faith Radio Network talked about some of the things we're doing. And very soon, we're going to have that teaching from Brother Gary's studio to do as well. So we got a lot happening, a lot going on. You be praying about it. I want you to be in prayer about all these things. Intercede for the ministry, for the growth of the ministry, and all the things that are happening with all these different things. Man, things are happening. And you are a part of it because you're listening to this netcast, and you're praying and agreeing with us. And I appreciate that. I really do. Again, Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WFM.org. Remember, until next time, to fulfill the Word of God.